Hey everybody, this is Jet of Sick Drummer Magazine, and today we have with us as our guest, Chief Entertainment Officer of Sentence Symbols USA, Mr. Arthur Stones. Thank you for joining us today, Arthur.
Pleasure to be with you. I've followed you with your other shows, and getting to do something with you for Sick Drummer is it's tickling. It's tickling me. I love it. Sick Drummer has been great to me, and I'm blessed to be able to work with you guys on this.
So, Arthur, what exactly does the Chief Entertainment Officer do?
I heard cats is the best way to describe it. I heard cats. Literally, my job is kind of everything. I oversee all the distribution and sales for Sentence Symbols for U.S. and Canada, and then I also help oversee some of the international markets as well as Mexico. And I'm just kind of the point person for the brand. But I do everything from trying to do brand building, sales rapport, working with all of our drummers that we have. It's everything. One day I'm packing cymbals, so I'm in the shipping office. The next day I'm working on the website, so I'm the IT guy. The next day I'm balancing the books, so I'm the accountant. The joys of small business, you do everything yourself. But really my biggest focus and my biggest goal is keeping drummers happy. If I have happy drummers, I have a successful business. It's a pretty easy equation.
So tell us about how you got involved with Sentence Symbols.
Well, that's a whole other interview for a whole other time. It's a crazy story, how it all came to be. I was actually working with another cymbal company. Exact same scenario. Looking at taking an outside brand, Sentence is from Asia, and helping them into the Western market. For the longest time, Turkey has had the stranglehold of the cymbal market in the U.S., and that's just the way it went. Zildjian, obviously the first to be here. There was a lot of animosity against Asian markets throughout the years, but people tend to forget that, the Chinese have been making cymbals for 5,000 years, and they're really good at it. So anyways, working with another company, and it just didn't pan out. What I was hoping for, what they were hoping for, was kind of just two different avenues, and we just couldn't find an intersection to make it work. And somebody kind of in the middle of that deal had new people at Sentence. They got a hold of me. We did a lot of voice chats, a lot of video calls. Laid down the framework of how we wanted to bring and introduce the brand into the Western markets. And that was 3 years ago. And we're now in 41 countries now. Drummers are playing the Sentence brand, and we're still just a small little blip on the radar. So if we've come this far, this quickly, we're really excited about what the future holds for us.
So give us a little history then about the company itself.
Sentence goes back to the Qing dynasty, so the 1600s, 1700s. The Fan family that owns Sentence has, for generation after generation, worked in bronze works. They were actually at one time the official gong masters to the emperors of the Qing dynasty. So they have a very long, outstanding tradition in what they do. Unfortunately, breaking into Western market isn't the easiest. And it wasn't, they kind of had a choice to make. And whatever people thought on China, that's their own personal opinion. Unless you've been there, dealt with them, maybe just be quiet because you probably don't know what you're talking about. They didn't want to come in as just another cheap Chinese brand. And I'm not knocking any particular company, but that was their market reach. Let's just go for the best value price out there. When you do any business, you either want to be the most expensive or the least expensive, and that way you're not battling for the middle. So the few companies that did start coming over, a little bit inferior product, but they wanted to keep pricing down. And that wasn't what we wanted to get involved with. We just didn't want to be another value leader brand, especially with the quality of product that we put out. So we had to formulate a plan to, you know, literally do the impossible. You know, if I had come to you 3 years ago and say, hey, I got this crazy idea. I'm gonna bring in symbols from China, strike one, and you're not gonna be able to play them, but you're gonna have to buy them if you want to play them, strike two, and you won't be able to find them in any retail stores. Would you honestly think that would be a successful way to start a business plan? Probably not. But I believe so much in the fan family, and I believe so much in the product that I saw a vision that would work. And what we decided was to offer the market something that really isn't out there, and that's the opportunity for any drummer, any everyday drummer, to be able to custom order cymbals to their specs, not just what is produced and shoved into a box and put on a shelf. That was the way that we could kind of come into the market a little bit differently. There's 70 brands out there. Most people know the top four, Zildjian, Sabian, Paiste, Meinl. But there's 70 brands underneath that, all looking for crumbs under the table. But they're all kind of doing the same thing, saying the same things. And so if everybody's, you know, if everybody's funneling down this side of the highway, well, maybe go down the other side. There's left traffic. And so we decided, hey, let's do this. Let's do customizable symbols. So when somebody orders from Sentent, if they want to get, let's say, an 18-inch crash, well, they can get the 18-inch crash, but they can also get it to whatever weight they want, whether they like a heavier symbol, a medium, or a lighter symbol. They can get one of 20 different styles of effects patterns done into it, whether it's an ozone, a star zone, spiral zone. We have 9 different series that we can work with just in our B20 lines, and then we can also alter those if you're looking for a little bit different look. So we're offering the everyday drummer the chance to almost be like an A-list artist and be able to create their sound. And that's what Sentent is about, is for drummers creating their sound, not just buying our cymbal.
So how are these produced now?
These are produced just like they were literally 200 years ago. Every individual ingot is hand poured by us. Everything is hand forged by us. Everything is hand finished by us. We have very limited machines that we use in our factory. Don't get me wrong. There's a big argument in the cymbal world of handcrafted versus machine crafted. Handcrafted, you'll always get a little more character to a cymbal. Machine crafted, you're going to get precision. And Zildjian is the leader of machine crafting. You can buy, when I toured, I played Zildjian. But I knew if I needed a cymbal in Seattle, it would sound literally identical to the same cymbal if I needed it in Florida. And that was the beauty of Zildjian. But also manufacturing-wise, when you look at how much is put out by, let's say, once again, Zildjian, they have to figure out the best ways possible to be profitable. And the bigger you get, the harder it is to make profit. So you've got to come up with ways to make that work. And machine was their answer. And they do an amazing job with it. But you lose the character of the symbol. And I think that's where we excel. We talked with a lot of drummers before we made the launch into the Western markets. And one thing we kept hearing was, especially from older drummers, was character, that cymbals had lost their character. They had lost their voice. You take an old Zildjian K from the Constantinople days and put that against the K's cymbal of today, there's a huge difference in them. And all that boils down to traditional manufacturing and handcrafted versus modern manufacturing. So for us, we very much try to stick with the vintage aspect of cymbals. We still, you know, like I said, we still craft them one at a time. Everything is hand worked, and we actually, our cymbals are more what you would call traditional shape. They're not as thin they're not as flat taper. There's we have more of a bow shape. I'm kind of getting a little off, you know, a little technical, I suppose. But we wanted to keep the vintage vibe alive with the cymbals, because today a lot of the cymbals kind of are one-trick ponies. They have kind of one or two sounds to them. They might have a decent edge or a decent bell, but they've got no character through the bow, the center section of the cymbal. And we want drummers to learn again, and I don't know, some people might cringe at this, but we want drummers to learn how to play cymbals again, not just hit them, because cymbals are an instrument, and they're probably one of the most underutilized instruments that drummers have. So our goal is not only creating cymbals that can be visually works of art, but also sonically works of art, and offer more to the drummers that are playing them.
How long does it take to make like one cymbal?
About 2 weeks to do it properly. Because you have to allow for tempering, yep, processes. You have to allow the cymbal to kind of relax. Some people kind of scoff at it, and they're like, oh no, you can pump one out in 48 hours. And absolutely you can. But you're not doing the cymbal justice. You know, anybody that's worked in metallurgy understands that how molecular structure works, and the excitement of protons and neutrons and all of that stuff. And every little process, you have to take care in how you do that, whether it's a quick temper, so it comes out of the oven and boom, instantly into a chill pot, or do you take it out and just let it cool 48 hours on its own? Those two distinct methods right there are going to create different sounds, mm-hmm, just by how that is done. So to do one properly, about 2 weeks, giving everything proper rest time and everything else. And that's just part of that is just tradition. Mm-hmm. I have to admit that's why I love working with the fan family, is everything is still traditional to them. And there's, you know, it's kind of like imagine somebody making a samurai sword. Somebody could whip one out real quick, but to do one masterfully is going to take a long time.
When you first came over here, when you first started out in the Western market, Arthur, did you have like a basic line of cymbals to offer people over here, or did you just come right out with, you're going to be custom?
No, we had, at that time, we had 1, 2, 3... I'm trying to think here. We had the LAD series, the XTT series, and the Tang series. I think we had the three lines is what we had in our back pocket. And those were lines that they had been very successful with in the Asian market, and India, of all places, as well. And so we had those kind of in our back pocket of, yeah, here's what we have to offer, and then we can take these and customize them for you. But it was still, you know, it was still selling blind. Yeah, I can show you pictures and give you audio clips, but a lot of drummers are very tactile. They want to play the cymbal. They want to feel the cymbal. They want to lick it, taste it, smell it to make sure it's exactly what they want. So that was quite a bit of a challenge of, you know, getting it out there that, yeah, you know, just trust us, send us your money, trust us, and we'll make you some great cymbals. So it was an uphill challenge there, but we did at least have some products to fall back on right away that here we have this, that, and the other. So, we started with those three, and now we've worked up to 9, if you want to call them stock lines, I guess you could say that. But even when you order a stock line from us, we're still making everything to order. So whether it's one cymbal or a whole set, and the beauty of like when one of our clients orders a set, they're getting a true match-made set. It's just not pieces pulled off a shelf and stuffed into a box. That whole set is crafted together, so they sonically match with timber and feel and everything else.
So how long have you been over here now, you know, selling in the Western world, if you would?
We will be celebrating our third year this September.
And now, since you've been doing that, like you said, now you do a lot more custom work. So tell us a little bit, like, what are some of the things that these artists are looking for? And I notice you do, like, different colors and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, there's, you know, some drummers are, we call them, you know, shiny wheel drummers, and they just love big shiny cymbals. And then there's others that like to, you know, have maybe a darker or more traditional looking cymbal, so a little duller in appearance, all the way to a true natural rust. We do all of our blank, like when you form out a cymbal blank, we actually set that out in the weather, and it stays out there for a long time until it's completely covered in rust. And that's how we age our cymbals versus some companies that will use a chemical to give their patina to it. We do ours the old-fashioned way. They just stay out in the boneyard for a year, 6 months to a year before we pull them. But yeah, some drummers, it depends on the look. There's some drummers that like a traditional Turkish look that has a very raw, as they would call it. Once again, some others just love bright and shiny, and some like a combination of both. So between different lathing techniques and things like that, we can kind of, you know, once again, offer a look that is going to be unique for the drummer. If they can't, you know, a lot of folks are able to find what they need just kind of out of our stock lines. But for the occasional ones that really want to kind of go, you know, more outside the box, we're glad to work with them and do things from, one side completely raw, the other side half lathing and things like that, depending on, once again, sound and look. Because you can only do a certain amount each way. If you do too much look-wise, you would affect the sound. If you go completely for sound, there's only so much you can do look. Like you're not going to get a very bright, high-end attack cymbal if you're looking for a natural rust finish. Those two are just not going to work together. So there's always give and take with it. So it's fun working with the drummers that are looking for unique stuff, because with anything, if you help somebody, you know, something, achieve something personal for them, there's that gratification of what you've done with it, and I think it's the reward at the end of it is more, obviously, more than just the sale. It's offering something that not a lot of people have, and we want to expand upon that. It's great when we have one of our local drummers. You know, we don't have any A-list artists, but when we have some of our local guys out there, and guys are, you know, hey, what are these, and where'd you get those, and stuff like that. And it's neat to watch our drummers kind of lead the charge in building us as a brand. And that's been huge. Without the people that we've picked up along the way that have taken a chance with us, we would probably still be trying to figure out how to gain market share, not just starting to own a nice little chunk of it.
And you also do some like custom engravings on some of these too, right?
We do. That was something that we knew right out of the box that we wanted to do. We can obviously silk screen, which is what most cymbals are, just inked. But we also were doing laser engraving. And so it was kind of just a real quick, easy decision to say, hey, you know what? Well, why aren't we doing laser engraving for people that are ordering the cymbals? Put their name on it. You know, not necessarily, not a signature series. I don't want to confuse anybody with that, because a true signature series, that's something for, you know, that's A-list artist stuff. But yeah, absolutely. You want your name or a specific logo design or something, we're going to work with you and do that. What's interesting is, for us being one of the newer companies on the block, we've noticed now other companies are starting to emulate what we're doing. And mm-hmm. they say, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And we're pretty flattered right now like I said, there's a couple companies now getting into the laser game. We introduced the line last year, one of our newest line, the Emperor line. And 4 months after we released that, the second biggest cymbal company in the world dropped a cymbal that, boy, if you put them side by side, you couldn't tell whose was who. So we were quite ecstatic that they noticed what we were doing.
So what are some of like the newer products that you've added to your catalog? And tell people a little bit about that Whisper line you got there, especially when everybody's been in their houses doing all this practicing, not to irritate the neighbors all the time.
The The last fewest lines that we came up with, it was so sad how 2020 worked out, because it didn't, right? We had three new lines that we were going to launch at the Chicago Drum Show. Our Ardor line, our Mist line, and the XZ line. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. So the grand launch of everything didn't quite take place the way it is. But we do have, or I'm sorry, the Sparks line, my apologies, the Ardor, Sparks, and Mist were the three newest lines. And one's a hybrid style series, so it's part dry antique, part modern. The Mist is about as old school as you can get. It's still this natural green rust on it, heavy hand hammering, just a dry traditional cymbal. And then the Sparks was a throwback. We were trying to emulate the 50s and 60s jazz K cymbals that were out, because nobody was doing those kind of cymbals. And you talk to any Zildjian diehard and they're like, give me the old stuff. And so we went that route with it. But yeah, unfortunately we weren't able to launch those. And then we were like, well, we'll do them at Nashville, because there was going to be a new drum show in Nashville. And then that got kiboshed. So, but we do have something interesting coming, hopefully in the next month or two, on the launch, kind of a relaunch, I guess, at this point, with those. But the Whisper cymbals, or some people just call them low volume cymbals. When we got into those, we were looking at the two big companies, obviously Zildjian and Sabian, and what they had on the market for that. And what we noticed was they had done really well with creating a cymbal that you can play at home for practice or whatever, and still have the feel of a cymbal, not a rubber pad or anything like that. But the tonality wasn't there. So we played around with some different alloys to come up with something that's going to be kind of the perfect blend between quietness, playability, but also budget. Because if you're just buying a practice set of cymbals, you don't want to go out spending thousands on those. So we played around with some different formulas and different alloys to come up with what we call our RVC, reduced volume cymbal. But we also made them playable. So we actually have drummers that use them out live when they're playing smaller, more intimate gigs, little wine tasters, things like that. And people are loving them. We got into doing some different colors with them, which adds just a nice fun factor to it. Because you might as well have fun with what you're doing. But yeah, the Whisper cymbals have really kind of taken off again, because people are stuck at home, the wife, the kids, whatever, don't want to hear the beating and the banging. Not everybody has a practice studio or something outside in the garage or things like that. Or we have drummers that use these with what are called silent drum heads, silent strokes, or RTOMs. And between the combination of those, we have people playing in apartment buildings that aren't bothering anybody. So you're able to get your practice in, but you're not sacrificing technique. And that's a lot of times, you can only do this on a drum pad. Having a full kit can't thing. So yeah, the Whispers are just fun, and they can be, you can also incorporate them into your live kit as well, as far as using them as stack pieces for effects and things like that. So we really wanted to make it as multifaceted as possible, not just a one trick pony of being just a quiet cymbal.
So most drummers, besides tone, they're looking for in a cymbal is durability. So how durable are your cymbals? You have heard feedback from your drummers now as far as
I can give you the easy numbers on that. We've sold well over almost a few thousand cymbals now, and I think we've had five break.
Okay. That's good.
So yeah, our longevity is great. But I also, if you talk to any Sentent drummer, because I work with every customer, I don't care if you're from Nova Scotia, Canada, or San Jose, California, whoever is getting a Sentent cymbal, I work with them personally. And I give everyone the speech. A cymbal is only going to have the longevity of the drummer behind it. You take a guy that's swinging for the fences, hauling 2B size stick lumber, I don't care what symbol you put in front of him, he's going to break it. Honestly, that's why I love speed metal guys, because they're not smashers. They have to be so tight and precise. I don't ever worry about those guys. It's my gospel players, because they put on a show. And then kind of the big more, you know, straightforward rock and roll guys that abuse the cymbals the hardest. You never hear jazz drummers really breaking cymbals. Like I said, a lot of the blast beat guys, they're so fast on the touch, they really don't harm the cymbal. It's people tend to forget that when you hit a cymbal, even just an average hit, you're going to flex that cymbal 70 degrees. So imagine your empty beer can and you start pushing, crushing it back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. About the fifth, sixth time, what happens? Mm-hmm. Whole thing ripped. That's what you're doing to a cymbal. And a lot of drummers just don't realize that. There's so much technique involved to saving the cymbals. Is there bad cymbals out there? Absolutely. If you get a bad cymbal though from the factory, it's gonna snap the second, third time you hit it. If you're continually busting stuff every 6 months, it's not the cymbal's fault. Sometimes that's hard for a drummer to accept. But as long as I've been playing, and especially working in the business now, I can look at a broken cymbal and tell you pretty much how it broke. Here's a perfect example. One of my artists was in Germany, sent me a picture. He said I cracked the edge of the cymbal, and he's fairly heavy touring, not a heavy player, but a lot of shows, right? So I'm thinking, yeah, that's possible. And I look at the picture and I look very close and I see little red marks right where this crack is. And I said, does your guitar player or bass player have a red headstock? He goes, yeah, my bass player. How'd you know? I said, how many times a show is he hitting your cymbal? He says, oh, 6 or 7. It's really cool. I said, well, that's what broke your cymbal.
It's always a guitar player's fault.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to say that. But, but no, I will honestly say, and whether I catch flack or whatever, show me a broken cymbal and I'll show you bad technique. Mm-hmm. I have drummers lots that ask me that. Well, I'm breaking everything. I played Zildjian, I broke them. I played Sabian, I broke them. I played Peisty and broke them. If you're breaking all of those, it's not the cymbal. A lot of it does boil to technique. What I really actually, and I mean venomously, talk to my drummers about is, since we do still craft our cymbals kind of in a more traditional way, they're heavier in the bow section, a little heavier of a curvature, our cymbals project more than more modern cymbals, so you don't have to hit them. And all that's doing is helping you save energy, helping you save your sticks. It's a win-win all the way around. And hitting a cymbal too hard is not only physically bad for the cymbal, it's also sonically bad for the cymbal. A cymbal has to be able to take that shock, run it around, and then be able to disperse it. I always equate it to an Olympic diver coming off the high dive. In a perfect dive, he just goes right in that water, and there's like no splash, right? It's done. And then you take a guy cannonballing. He hits that pool, and there's just water going everywhere. That's the difference between a well-struck cymbal and a badly struck cymbal. The more force and the more tonal run that cymbal has to go through, the quicker life you're taking away from it. Anything only has a certain amount of lifespan, whether that's a human, a car, anything that's being used mechanically, let's say. And a cymbal is no different. You can take and smash a cymbal 100 times, and it's going to be the 101st time when it finally decides to go. So you have to take those things in consideration. But to get back to the gist of the question, how is our longevity? We think it holds par with any other manufacturer out there. some of our more frequent playing artists are doing 200 shows a year, 250 shows a year, and we're not seeing any breakage. So we're good with that.
Now, if people want to learn more about the company and your products as far as ordering and all that, what are the best sites for them to go to, Arthur?
To just kind of get a little bit of a feel of what we have, what we offer, our main website obviously is the best, and that's www.Sentent symbolsusa.com. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/SententSymbolsUSA. Or as I suggest to everybody, just track me down. I honestly like working with everybody. Nobody can kind of answer the questions any better than I can. Nobody can help guide you through the purchase better than I can, offer suggestions, work with any of the drummers on what they're looking for sound-wise, aesthetics, anything like that. So I want to be very approachable, and I think, you know, you follow me on Facebook, you've seen my interaction. I prefer it that way. I know if I personally handle everything that it's getting done with it, it doesn't leave me any kind of life for anything else. But, you know, in my world, any time is cymbal time. So if somebody ever wants to talk cymbals, I'm always available. The phone numbers on our website, on our Facebook, or just like I said, track me down right on Facebook, Arthur Stones, and shoot me a message. You know, anybody wants to talk cymbals, I'm always available.
Well, Arthur, thank you for taking the time to tell us about your company and products and to give our readers a little insight into things if they want to purchase them, and all the best to you and your company.
Thank you so much for having me on. And